Oh, my. Man, I haven't had a feast like this. Chef Benny, you got to come over and try the pizza. And then you got to try. She's going to introduce this next recipe she did. But first, tell us a little bit about, you had a great point about buying already made dough.
Yeah.
Chef Amanda, tell us.
If you're going to buy dough from somebody else, so say you stop at Publix or you stop at Whole Foods, or even you go to a restaurant and you buy their dough, whatever their directions are, you need to follow. Don't have a pizza recipe and follow what that says, because, again, they know what kind of flour they use. They know what their dough can do, and they know how it's supposed to be cooked. So I would really encourage you to follow that, but you put your toppings on and then cook it the way that it says to cook it.
Well, that's a great point.
And that in English was, that's a great point.
Oh, man. Now, Taylor, you have, you pulled some, they brought it in and everybody was going and on. This is traditional for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be traditional for a lot of people once they see. Tell us what this dish is and how you go about making it.
So this dish is actually one of the easiest things to make. And you can actually...
Why do you lie?
No. It's only 7 eggs, 2.5 cups of milk, 4 tablespoons of sugar, a teaspoon of vanilla, and a dash of cinnamon. You whisk it all together. You tear up your challah into big pieces. You put it in your casserole dish.
Could you say that again?
Challah.
Yeah, see? I love when Jewish women say challah. They say it with such passion.
There's got to be some pizzazz. So you tear up your bread. You pour that beautiful mixture over it. Make sure the pan is greased, or else you're going to have one heck of a time scraping it out in the morning. And then you make a basic crumb topping with a cup of flour, a quarter cup of brown sugar, again, a little bit of teaspoon of cinnamon, and a half a cup of butter. You can put it in your food processor and pulse it together. Sprinkle it over the top. Bake it on the egg at 375 for 40 minutes, and it comes out perfect every time.
And this is, and you'll see pictures of this dish once it's prepared. And I'm telling you, that is one of the most cool dishes. Now, you don't just stop there.
No. So, since it's fall now, we needed some of those delicious fall flavors. So, one of my favorite fall fruits is persimmon. Now, if you pick them in the grocery store, you don't want the nice, pretty ones. You want the bruised up, soft ones.
Like bananas.
Kind of.
Like, or if like you're a mango. For banana bread and stuff like that, use the...
Or a pineapple.
Yes.
Buy the most disgusting looking pineapple you can find it. It'll be the sweetest.
Mm-hmm. Why do you look at me and say that?
So I take these persimmons. I cored them. I pulled that middle piece out. And then I diced them up. And I made a compote with them with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, lemon, sugar, a little bit of cornstarch to pull back together, that liquid. And then crispy, crispy bacon goes in it.
Now that is...
Heck to the yeah. Again, bacon.
Yeah.
I live for the carbs and the bacon.
You know what really stinks is, I got to say, Chef Amanda, it's personal, so I want to ask you.
Okay.
You've lost a lot of weight.
Yes.
And, of course, you're looking very, very good.
Why, thank you.
And you're working in a place where a lot of this is healthy.
That's right.
But a lot of it... is not what you would say easy on the belly.
That's correct.
But yet you've been able to do it.
Yep.
And this is one of those that, yep. I mean, you got to throw it to the winds.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, I've lost, quite a bit of weight, and I'm still going. And I kind of lost it, and then I maintained it. And what I did was I eat really 95% clean. And that means that I really don't do a lot of dairy, and I don't do any carbs, and I don't do really a lot of meat. It's more chicken and seafood and ground turkey and things like that. Those are my go-tos. That doesn't mean that I don't love a great steak. It just means that it's hard on my belly. So when Taylor pulls out stuff like this, I'll take 2 bites. Except there
don't
was...
Don't you put yourself in timeout.
I did put myself in timeout once, and I had to leave the building and because I just couldn't control myself with M&Ms. So I had to leave, and I had to go to Publix and buy whatever because I had to get out of the room.
Oh, man.
But, you know, the food is so good that you really do have to take a bite of everything we ever do.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? I can't wait. Here I come.
French bread.
Coming in.
Or challah bread.
Challah.
Oh, man. My friends, the recipes you're getting here today will be online so you can replicate them. And the chefs are going to put their names there so you remember. If you don't remember the recipe, you'll or the name of the recipe, remember the chef. And I have a feeling you're going to see a lot more recipes like these. These are so exciting. I mean,
God,
this
bacon
is...
Bacon and bread and persimmon. Oh, golly.
I'm all about the persimmons.
You know, this is a five-minute throw-together recipe that's easy to do at home.
Now, what temperature on the egg?
375 degrees with the convector in for that indirect heat.
And this is another one you could lift off the grate, or do you not need to?
I use the two-handle cast iron skillet at Big Green Egg Cells. It's a beautiful piece of cast iron. You can make pies in it. You can do casseroles. I mean, paella. You name it, you can do it in this skillet. I use it at least once every single class that I teach here at the Culinary Center. And it gets that beautiful crispiness on the outside. And that's what I really love. Because, you know, the French toast is nice and creamy in the middle. But that crispy edge really brings something special to it.
Man, I'll tell you, it is.
Ooh, yeah.
This food today is
very
outstanding.
Feminine. I'm stuffing my face.
It's so good.
And we've got the second
more.
Pizza. Yeah, the second pizza coming out. I mean, it's just outstanding. The recipes that we have here for you today. And more importantly, you're going to get the recipes. This is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is, if you like these recipes, then you will love the culinary cooking classes.
That's right.
They are, you get, and you have guest chefs that come in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, Luce. He's one of my buddies from the retail division. He's been here, geez, for years.
Oh,
he's an institution.
God.
I could smell it coming.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what,
brother,
that French toast casserole or whatever, that is like... That is like you smell it.
That's what I do.
You smell it a mile away. You know how in the wintertime, especially, you love being around the kitchen where you smell the vanilla, you smell the cinnamon,
sure.
In the warm environs, it's cold outside, and you smell that. Of course, I'm more worried about the persimmon because I'm a health nut. Now, why did, Chef Amanda, why did you find that so uproariously funny? And Taylor's over there just... Not even, and Luce, he's just enjoying. I mean, and who's our assistant today?
Who is Greg with two G's?
Oh, here we go. We have an Eric with a K, a Greg with two G's. Okay, Greg with two G's. Thank you so much for all your help today, man. Brother, you are fantastic. Wow, you ought to see these pictures. And when you can get the recipes, it's going to so rock your world. Man, I'm telling you. The FCC says you can use that word. I would, even the beast is back there wiping her nice shirt off because
you do the food dance, you know, because you get so excited afterwards. You just gotta move, and, you know, really, it's like.
And there are various videos.
Says the woman who stopped eating sugar and then just ate a plate of it. I'm like,
we're both gonna be zipping around later, and then we'll be sleeping.
Yep.
The last thing anybody wants to see is me shaking it.
Oh, I disagree. I think everybody should shake it. No, yeah. Bob can shake it too. Everybody should shake it.
No.
Makes the world a little
you
more
know what?
Fun. Oh, the finishing touch. We need to put some fresh basil on this next pizza that came out with our melted burrata. See, I told you it would melt.
It does. I mean, this is...
Oh.
Wow.
We really are feasting people, so if you're in the area, you need to come by whenever on a Saturday. Check out the website, see where he's going to be, see where the chef and the fat man are going to be doing their show. You got to get your hands on this because it's priceless information and delicious food.
And if you come, we shall feed you.
And it's great company.
As long as we're limited in how much we can feed, but this is really a place where, if nothing else, come to Le Cordon Green, whether you own an egg or not. Just come and find out and see. If you've even thought about it, see why anybody who loves to cook always, 9 times out of 10, the best of the best always have an egg. Because, you know, my friends, if you are cooking on anything other than a big green egg, you are just
heating
meat. You got it, my friends. And it does make a difference because I've tried it on other ceramic grills. This is the most consistent, Artie Irani kind of spoke to it. No matter what the size, the consistency will always be the same. And that's what it is. Consistency, consistency, consistency. And as is consistent, when we come back, we'll wrap up another egg-citing show. And we're going to give you an idea of a couple of holiday shows we got coming up. Oh. And we'll see what Chef Amanda has going on in that beady little culinary mind of hers. Because she has some great ideas. She thinks out of the box and creative and tasty and delicious. And most importantly, it's things you can do. You will have the recipes. And yes, Chef Amanda and Taylor have also told us you can use their recipes and put your name on it. They don't care. That's just the way it goes.
We are.
That's
yeah.
right. It's all about food. It's all about fun.
You can do it.
And see how much fun we've had today celebrating a good life. It's only going to get bigger, better, and better right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, taking it to the streets of Atlanta, Georgia, baby.